Well, the Atlantic Cam Wrestling Squad is ranked third in Class 2A in the preseason rankings released yesterday by IAWrestle.com. Atlantic Cam also has six wrestlers ranked in the top 10 in their expected weight classes to open up the season. Carter Cox is top ranked at 113, Cole Hansen sixth at 120, Chase McLaren ninth at 126, Drake Roller is 10th at 170, Zach Stork second at 195, and John McConkie fifth at 285. They'll open up their season Thursday, December 1st with a quad meet held at Cam High School. Also in Class 1A, IAWrestle.com rankings. Missouri Valley ranked second and Logan Magnolia sixth to start the season in the team rankings. Individually in Class 1A from around the region at 106, Blaine Beeler of Guthrie Center is ranked third and Seth Wright of Woodbine fourth. At 113, Tatum Blummer of Riverside is ranked second. At 120, Remington Meeker of Logan Magnolia rated ninth. At 126, Alex Thompson of Underwood is ranked first and Connor Lang of Missouri Valley fifth. At 132, Garrett Thompson of Logan Magnolia ranked fourth. At 138, Kyle Jack of Missouri Valley is ranked fifth and Bo Giese of Logan Magnolia is ranked sixth. Logan Sherman of Guthrie Center is fifth ranked at 145. At 152, Brady Wilson of Loma is fourth. Tyler Van Houten of Panorama ranked seventh. At 160, Gunnar Grunstead of Panorama's ranked 8th. At 170, Nathan Haynes of Missouri Valley ranked 2nd. At 182, Sam Gregory of Trainer is 9th rated. At 195, Joey Wolf of Woodbine 8th ranked. 220, Tom Reef of Missouri Valley is top rated with Drake Johnson of Logan Magnolia ranked 6th. And at 285, Coy Maher of Riverside is ranked 7th, while Dan Jensen of Panorama ranked 9th to open up the season. Well, the Atlantic girls basketball team is 0-2 on the young season after a 54-34 loss at Denison last night. Atlantic suffered from poor shooting on the night and couldn't keep pace with the Denison team that returned the core of their lineup from last season. The Monarchs took advantage of a scoring drought for Atlantic in the second quarter and grabbed a 14-point halftime lead. Atlantic cut that lead down to 8 to start the third quarter, but Denison pushed back and led 41-26 by the end of the third on their way to that 20-point win. Denison was led by Macy Waldemar with 12 points and Alex Moore with 11. Atlantic got 10 points from McKenna Denbesti in the loss. Atlantic head coach Kelly Jewell thought his team was sluggish after playing the night before and the shooting suffered.
You know, it's a struggle with confidence tonight. I thought we shot kind of tired tonight. We had tired legs. You know, Bailey doesn't score. And, you know, Bailey's a scorer, and Alyssa Ginther doesn't score. And, you know, they both got some banged up ankles and sore ankles after playing so hard last night. And I think it's a combination, a little bit of everything.
Coach Jewell didn't believe the loss was due to a lack of knowledge. They just need to shoot better and find some players that will lead by example.
Yeah, I mean, I told them at halftime that I didn't think it was an X and O's thing. I was happy with our defense. I was happy with our offense. We got a ton of shots that were good looks. And I'd have to watch the film, but to me, they looked like they were good shots. And we missed layups, we missed post moves, we missed free throws. So we got to continue to strive to find that person that's going to step up. And, you know, I challenged them at halftime to be who's going to lead the team, not with their mouth or not with anything, but who's going to go out there and make some shots and be confident.
Atlantic is now off for the Thanksgiving break. They'll be back on the floor Friday, December 2nd at St. Albert's. Also in Hawkeye 10 conference action last night, Shenandoah over Abe Lincoln 73-53. Clarinda beat Lennox 69-24. J.C. Schumann had 19 points for AHSTW, but it wasn't enough as Red Oak defeated the Lady Vikes 62-53. Thomas Jefferson over Glenwood 59-36. Lewis Central beat Sioux City North 76-41. In the Corner Conference, Stanton over Bedford 50-31. In the Pride of Iowa, Nottoway Valley beat West Central Valley 64-49 as Josie Clark had 26 to lead the Wolverines. Also, Panorama beat Bondurant Farrar 69-30 last night. In men's college basketball, Indiana-Fort Worth-Purdue has pulled off its biggest upset in school history, doing it against a neighbor as Bryson Scott scored 18 points and John Concher drained a go-ahead free throw with a minute 19 left as the IFPW Mastodon stunned third-ranked Indiana 71-68. Concher also picked off an inbounds pass with less than 3 seconds left to secure that stunning victory. Elsewhere in the top 25, North Carolina moved into the Maui Invitational title game with a 107-75 rout of Oklahoma State. Fifth-ranked Kansas won the CBE Classic as Frank Mason III had 19 points in a 65-54 Jayhawks win over Georgia. Freshman Kyle Guy shot 5 of 6 from three-point range to have 20 points in just 13 minutes as 7th-ranked Virginia rolled 90-34 over Grambling State. Also last night, 13th-rated Oregon, a 69-65 overtime winner against Tennessee at the Maui Invitational. Also, number 15, St. Mary's, an 81-64 winner over San Jose State yesterday. Number 16, Wisconsin, advanced to the Maui Invitational Championship game with a 73-57 win over Georgetown. 17th-rated Purdue, an 85-64 winner over Utah State in the Cancun Challenge. Number 18, Syracuse, limited South Carolina State to 27% shooting in a 101-59 rout to the Bulldogs. And also number 22, Texas, in the third-place game of the Legends Classic in Brooklyn, fell to Colorado, 68-54. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz expects to face a healthy Tommy Armstrong when the Hawkeyes host 18th-ranked Nebraska in a Black Friday game at Kinnick Stadium. Armstrong missed Saturday's 28-7 win over Maryland with a hamstring injury, but returned to practice in a limited capacity on Monday.
You know, we'd be fools if we didn't assume, their starter's going to be in there and playing full throttle and because that would be a bad surprise, if we thought he wasn't going to be and showed up. Guy holds about every record. He holds it or is tied for every record that's meaningful over at Nebraska. He's had an unbelievable career. He's a tremendous player.
Ferentz expects Armstrong to play and be at full strength. The offensively challenged Hawkeyes rank 121st out of 128 teams in the FBS on offense, but are 7-4 and have won their last two games, combining the run game with good defense. The Hawkeyes passed for 80 yards in a win at Illinois and had just 66 through the air in an upset win over number 2 Michigan.
What the game's about is trying to find a way to win, and that's kind of where we're at right now, whether it's defense, special teams, offense. But I would argue, the offense has really done a good job the last 2 weeks of helping the cause, and the objective is to have at least one more point than your opponent. And we've been able to do that 2 weeks in a row, so it's been a real team effort.
Ferentz just says that despite a lack of a passing game, the Hawkeyes are finding ways to win. We'll have that game for you Friday here on the radio. 12:30 pregame, 2:30 is kickoff at Kinnick Stadium. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.